You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You leave me in a room with peanuts for a week, I'm going to make peanut butter up too. Like, it's not crazy.
Can we put that to the test?
Yo. Also, now knowing the ingredients, it shouldn't take you a week.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Well, I would have done all the other stuff he did.
Yeah, right.
But in 2023, you're like still just fucking this, huh? Aping it until it turns into peanut butter.
Chewing it, spitting on it. You gotta get it wet. So you gotta get peanut butter wet. That's how they like it. What you want? Crunchy or you want it smooth? Come on, baby girl. What you want?
I appreciate you. You think I would have a woman in there with me?
Oh, well, you know, I would hope so.
Hey, you're never alone, my man. You're never alone. I want to lick you from your head to your toes. That's right. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me.
The podcast that dives deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that the Winans and the Wayans are just the original descendants of Cain and Abel. This is the way that family tree split. It is two warring families just trying to make more and more people for their ultimate battle face off.
I love it. And it begs the question, am I my Wayans keeper?
I will say that if it's the Cain and Abel story, the Wayans are definitely Cain. If I
Which right one there, killed which one?
I think Cain killed Abel. Yeah.
Yeah, they seem like they would stab you more.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot more stabby, I think.
And the Wayans just feel like they followed more rules.
Yeah, the Winans, I mean. Yeah. See, you can't even keep them because they're the same. It's all the same group. It's just...
Can I ask you this? And this is a safe space, so if you don't mind my asking. Mario, he's a Winans, right? Because didn't he start out going by Mario Winans? And then he was like, hey, I'm just... It's a me, Mario. And then...
No. Mario Winans and Mario Just a Friend Part 2, they're two different people. That's two different dudes. Mario Winans is light skin and bald head. And
Chico DeBarge look?
Yeah, he kind of looks a little more Chico DeBarge-ish for sure.
I feel, this is embarrassing. Yeah, I thought it was the same guy. Because I was like, Mario, why didn't he just say his life? And then I thought he was like maybe jealous. Like he was like, BB and CeCe don't want me doing this remix with Gucci Mane, so I'll just be Mario now.
Yeah, he's like, I just want to branch out on my own. My family's holding me back from my greatest success.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's related to that. I don't think that Mario is related to the Winans at all.
All right. And for everybody out there judging me, don't fucking judge me because you all have that family shit that you fucked up to. Yeah, you all thought Tatiana Ali was Muhammad Ali's daughter for a minute. Don't fucking judge me.
Yeah, you're not better than him. You're not better than me. Well, you know who is better than you? It's our guest today. He's a very hilarious comedian. He runs a fantastic show here in Los Angeles called Black Mitzvah. I had the pleasure of doing it very recently, and I had a grand old time. He's hilarious. We're really happy he's here. Give it up for our guest, Mr. Jonathan Giles.
Oh, man. Thank you for that intro.
Hell yeah. I would have said other things, but you demanded I shut the fuck up.
Listen, they those other things didn't pay me enough to be talked about on my off time.
Fair enough.
Can I jump back to the Winans?
Please,
real quick. They had like a boy band group. Did y'all know that?
I do. It was like Winans Five, I want to say, or something.
That back in the
five
day.
Five whining ass niggas.
Yeah, it was during that.
So my mom used to call Jonas.
That would have been crazy if that was the title, because they sold that at the Christian bookstore.
I hope somebody says that at like the family roast and that just shuts down the party. Wine is five, more like five whining ass niggas. And then a lady throws her potato salad because she's laughing too hard.
Oh, man. Was it a Christian supergroup though? It was a Christian supergroup.
Yeah, it was like a Christian R&B. Like it was during that time when like all these artists were like Christian and decided they were going to try to get on that way.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's what they were doing, but I mean they definitely were the religious 112, like just sweater vest. Right.
I'll say this: not only do I remember them, I had that CD and I fucked with it. It was
For sure.
It that shit banged, and like you knew they were singing about Jesus, but you could pretend they weren't. You know what I mean? Like the songs hit.
The body rolls were just like enough for you to be like,
you got to give me a timeline. Is this like pre or post Soul for Real?
This is post Soul for Real. This is like in the early 2000s.
Like
right at the crack of the 2000s, we're getting a Winans group comprised of mostly like the sons and nephews of like BB and CeCe. And it was just five dudes just killing it, baby.
Check it out, boy.
No, I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if they came out now, like, people would really, like, fuck with them. Like,
yeah. Sure. No, they were legit. But, okay, we can't.
Sorry.
That's my bad.
No.
Y'all were talking about it. I got excited.
No, that's good. That's good. That's how we like to do it.
Yeah. Oh, Winans Phase 2 is what they were called.
There you go.
Yeah.
Phase 2.
Phase 2. And that.
Because you're like, I don't remember Phase 1. Let's go.
And they went crazy. I fucked with them heavy. But we can't talk about that forever because you came to us with a conspiracy theory that when you told me this, you actually told me this in person. And when you told me this, it took everything in my being not to smack you in the face. I was furious at what you said. I couldn't have been more rageful at the suggestion that you were making. And I won't preface this any longer because I just need to get to this and I need you to answer for your crimes. But you said, my mama told me.
George Washington Carver did not invent peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you had to have that sort of visceral reaction.
Well, I'm sorry that you hate black people.
It's their tendency.
but he did it. I don't know how to tell you guys any different.
I bet he also started singing.
Yeah, you hate.
Yeah,
you hate black people, and I need to know why.
I'm trying to listen, man. Like that when I was doing, I found that out maybe like a couple years ago. I was doing some independent research. Mm.
About peanut butter or George Washington Carver?
Yeah.
There's no shame in either. There's no shame in either.
I think there might be some shame.
No, educate yourself. Education says knowledge is power.
I want to say it was like during a Black History Month. Every Black History Month, I try to like learn something new.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
That I didn't know before.
Also, I do that.
And so when I stumbled upon this information, it blew my mind. It took me out for like a good week. I didn't know what to do. I didn't talk to nobody.
Okay. And when you stumbled upon this, did you feel like, because here's where I take issue. Maybe you're right. Right. Maybe George Washington Carver didn't invent peanut butter.
Yo, but you guys feels can like see Langston is upset. I'm furious.
I'm not just upset. I'm raging
like
that mad.
That candle behind you is flickering in a strange way.
It's getting hotter because of me, because I'm so angry. But I'm saying, at any point, did you go for the sanctity of Black people, for the protection of my own peoples, I will keep this information private. I won't spread this around town as slander against one of our greatest. I'll stuff it down because that's my responsibility to the Black man.
Well, like, so it's funny you said that, because for a hot minute, I did feel that way. For a minute, I was like, trying to go to every website. There's websites out there where they actually tell you where peanut butter was invented and like the rise of it. And so I was on there just sort of like, how do I scrub all this? Like that was my first thought.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about it, because like once you like dig into it and you find out like it was created by this indigenous tribe and then it was patented by a white man, I was like, oh no, we need to let people know that the white man is out there stealing from other people.
They know.
We already know, like I was just saying, but you're right. My fault. We already know that. But that just really blew my mind. I was like, they was like, oh shit. So like George Washington Carver did so many great things with peanuts, but he just didn't get to this.
Jonathan was like, hey, have y'all heard that white people aren't good? It turns out they're not that nice.
every February I just go and I find out that white people are okay.
Yeah. No. Can I say about this one? This is interesting because I had never, even as a kid, I had always just the same thing. George Washington invented peanut butter, you know, a Black guy invented the super soaker and the stoplight. It was just like one of the ones on the list. But now I'm thinking about it, just being from West Africa, they make this thing called granite stew, which is just like, the granites are what they call peanuts. And it's just basically peanut butter and soup, but they've been doing it forever, I'm pretty sure. Like peanuts didn't start here. And I'm saying like peanut, as far as having peanuts and inventing peanut butter, I don't want to be that guy. Not fucking rocket science, right?
Yeah. But okay, I guess I had never considered Bori to that point. This it is a very American argument to suggest that a dude in the late 1800s, super late 1800s, somehow invented this thing that feels like it should have been around for millennia. Like, it's not an insane concept. It's not Flaming Hot. You know what I mean? Like, this is fucking peanut butter. Yeah,
because that is an insane concept.
That's insane.
What if someone during the time of George Washington Carver did invent Flaming Hot? Now that's...
And Carver was like, they're not ready. We have to unload this peanut butter first.
I got so many ideas for peanuts
first.
He's
like, no, brother. First the peanut butter, then the Flaming Hots.
Flaming Hots, that's phase two.
That's the Winans family secret. Yeah. That's how they got their fortune.
Fuck. If the Winans are secretly behind the Flaming Hots fortune.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
That's huge.
Because and it makes sense. T.D. Jakes is secretly behind Shade Room. Like, it's not.
Wait,
it's not,
is that crazy, for real?
That's very real. Apparently, the T.D. Jakes.
Bishop T.D. Jakes?
Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Oh, he said put some respect on his name.
Yeah, not skateboarder T.D. Jakes. Bishop T.D. Jakes is apparently, his family is like partial, if not like majority owners of the Shade Room.
Wow.
An empire that could truly be worth way more or way less than I estimate. I don't know.
I don't know how much the shade room is worth.
It's probably way less. They're just good at marketing.
It feels like it should be a $1 billion corporation based off of how like popular it is. So I gotta assume it is far from whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna hit that assessment.
No, they shame on you, the shade room. I see you as often as the New York Times, and somehow
I'm gonna be honest, probably more.
Yeah,
the Times. I don't know if you remember, but during pandemic, the Times got real heavy handed. The shade room did not.
No, the shade room stayed true to their shit.
Yeah.
It does feel like a very American thing to presume that that peanut butter started here.
Well, Bort, you just made like a good thing that I've been thinking about, like, because you said like, yeah, a black person invented the super soaker, a black person invented the traffic light. But I have a question. Do you know who they are?
Mm. Oh, I could pick the super soaker guy out of the lineup. I remember seeing him in.
Ain't it Lonnie? Isn't it Lonnie Johnson?
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I thought it was actually Tristan Walker.
You did your homework.
Do you guys remember Black Enterprises magazine?
No, I don't remember that.
Let me see if I can find his cover.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, we had it. We had like, you know how you would have like one episode of magazine? Anybody who was broke, you remember how you would have like one episode of a magazine in your house that you didn't, no one had ordered or anything like
that?
Yeah,
that was back when magazines used to send you shit on spec. Like they would just be like, hey,
you want this?
Yeah,
right?
You want to? You go ahead, read one of these, and then you'd be like, "I do want this," and you'd send them $30 or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, exactly that. That's we had an episode. We had one of those, and it was it had this picture of Lonnie Johnson, which I'm gonna
brought to you by Clorox,
which I'm gonna show to you guys. But it's like a famous picture because it's like him in the prototype.
Yeah, he's a cool looking brother, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He had like the sweater and the glasses.
Yeah, no, he's got it.
Yeah.
But I think that's the other thing, like, because you like all the stuff we're learning as kids, man, like where I grew up, it was just George Washington Carver. But we weren't really taught about anyone else. Right. So the fact that George Washington Carver and peanut butter was like sort of forced down our throats, pun intended, or whatever, like you're like, oh no, there's a lot of other great things that black people have done. But why did this get pushed to the floor? It was almost like, you know, people were like, yeah, let's give them peanut butter. They'll be okay with
that. Right. Like, they'll be happy with that. Because nobody really cares. Which is, now that I'm thinking about it, how come the stoplight guy wasn't first?
Whoa.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's a black guy who, like, helped figure out how to do blood transfusions or whatever. Like, was, like, really monumental. Charles Drew Charles. I may be getting that wrong. But this is my point. Like, yeah, why was peanut butter first? Why was that so monumental?
Even first of what he did.
Yeah, because in reading about him, he came up with 300 different uses of the peanut butter, of peanuts, some of which were like real legitimate, like medical things. It wasn't just like fucking, you know what I mean, num-nums.
All I ever heard was butter and brittle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I've never considered the possibility that pushing George Washington Carver like forward, like making him very front facing with like this reduced role as just peanut butter man, might be intentional and frankly attacking the black person.
That's how I feel. I feel like they wanted just to sort of be like, you guys got Martin Luther King and then you got the peanut butter man. And you guys should be okay.
Yeah, you made.
Let's just get these 28 days out of here.
Yeah, you make great entertainment. Here's the super soaker guy.
Yeah,
everything's a silly billy shit with y'all, or a really good speaker, but it's not a isn't he articulate type shit. But it's never somebody that like truly outthought y'all, out fucking like maneuvered on you.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's a good point. They give all the flashy inventions up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck. All right. Well, maybe I need a moment to gather myself because this This is heavy. I never considered some of these possibilities. So maybe here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Jonathan Giles and more My Mama Told Me.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America.
Welcome back to My Mom Told Me. I forgot that Langston wasn't going to talk. We are here talking about George Washington Carver, and not the idea that he's a fraud, but that they minimized his place in the history books. Because it seems like, of all the things he did, peanut butter is by far the least interesting.
Yeah, I think he's done a lot of cool shit that peanut butter is overshadowing. And furthermore, I think based on Jonathan, your suggestion, it seems as though this is not George Washington Carver who like went out and was like, yeah, I'm peanut butter daddy now. Call me Mr. Peanut Butter. The white man who did that to him.
I feel like, if anything, George was probably... Can I call him? I'll call him Mr. Carver.
Like Mr. Carver. I think you better.
Mr. Carver was probably like, hey, guys, you know, no, guys, actually, that wasn't me. But he kept, like, people just kept saying, like, peanut butter. He was just like, ah, fuck it. I get, like, he didn't like that. He didn't,
it almost like, feels
if you
like...
were a real scientist, would you, like...
Yeah, no, exactly. He was like, yo, I could do, look what I could do with these peanuts.
I have a laboratory.
And people kept asking him for peanut butter.
Yeah. I have a lab. You think I just smashed some nuts?
Right. I don't work in the back of a fucking deli, you idiots.
I got colleges named after
Yeah,
me.
What the fuck?
You think they did that because of Jeff? Some Peter Pan? No.
Yeah, it does feel almost as it, at this point, as if peanut butter was like a slur that they whipped out, where he'd be like, hey, y'all, I invented a new serum made from the peanut oil that can do blah, blah, blah. And they're like, shut up, peanut butter. And then he had to just eat that. You know what I mean? Yeah, you fucking peanut butter. And then that was his whole personality to everybody.
If he ever was like at a conference, he always would give them credits, but they were like, no, they don't care about that. You know what? I'm just going to say you invented peanut butter. He was like, fucking TED Talks, man.
Wait, first and foremost, before we get too deep, so who was the originator? You said you found out who started.
It was like, it was a peanut paste, I guess. And I want to say it was the Aztecs. I may be wrong. But
it started on this continent.
According to the National Peanut Board, which feels like the most legitimate source I could get this from.
Yeah, my grandpa's on the nut board. Always has been.
And I pray they don't vote him out this year. He's been doing good work.
They talk about it all the time.
He's getting loose with the scholarship money.
But according to the National Peanut Board, the first appearance of peanut butter can actually be traced back to the ancient Incas and the Aztecs, who ground roasted peanuts into a paste. So they did a paste originally, and then I guess it evolved. So I guess technically this continent, but not in the way that that Americans can be proud of. You know what I mean?
So they made that down there, but it didn't travel, obviously.
Or it did, but it didn't travel in a way where anybody was like attempting to
monetize
right. it. They were just like, oh, this is a thing that regular people do, whatever the fuck. And then out of nowhere, this dude, and it's, you know, a long time in between, but this dude in 1884, Marcellus Gilmore Edson, whiter than you think, of Canada.
What?
You know, Marcellus feels like it could be.
Canadian.
Yeah, fair enough. No.
Sounds like he plays the trumpet.
He patented this peanut paste and then finished the finished product by milling roasted peanuts between two heated surfaces.
Okay.
That sounds like a lot of work.
And then what did Carver do exactly?
So Carver, I guess, never really fucked with peanut butter like that. He just was doing other stuff with peanuts, and then we attributed this invention to him again, I think, as a weapon more than as the gift of what he actually did. And I do take issue. I think this is where I start to have issues with some of the white lens of all of this shit, is that they give basically these articles are like, did you know George Washington Carver didn't actually invent peanut butter? The real inventor was Marcellus Gilmore Edison in 1884 because he patented it. And it's like, that ain't it. He didn't
You think the first person who got to the patent office was the first one to do it?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
We can spend a whole day talking about everything black people invented that they didn't patent.
Yeah, I honestly, they say Al Gore invented the internet. I think it was a Mexican dude stealing cable that crossed the wrong wires and now the whole neighborhood had Pornhub. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think.
You have a very interesting view of how the internet works.
Right. My first time on the internet, the first thing I open is going to be Pornhub. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
I think if you press two Audi cords together at the right angle, you get Pornhub. That's
I was looking at GeoCities. Yeah. I'm pretty sure
my first internet website was like CashMoneyMillionaires.com or something like that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't on Pornhub. I'm just like, yo, I'm a regular guy like everybody else. But so they give credit to Marcellus for this thing, and then
but he patented it, but then didn't move into production or anything like that.
Well, I guess he was selling it in a way that it was probably more localized at that
Nixon
point.
Nixon dimes.
He wasn't necessarily like big timing it. But then in 1895, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, the creator of Kellogg's cereal.
Oh, I know a lot about this guy, actually.
Okay, hell yeah. Tell me what you know. Let's start there.
Oh, him and his brother, it was a whole feud. So he was a very well-known in Massachusetts, right, is where he's from. He was like a very well known.
I think it's from Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah, because the headquarters
one of the M's.
Are there.
One of the M's.
I don't go up there like that.
Yeah, you just said you know a lot about this guy. It's fine.
No, I'm just saying that he had a retreat where he had invented breakfast cereal as like a health treatment. And his brother was a lot more ambitious and was like, we should go to market with this. And he didn't want to. He just wanted to keep it as a health food for his patients at his retreat. Someone happened, there was a fire or something?
What the health treatment was?
It was like granola, right?
Yeah, I think it was, my understanding is it was completely unsweetened before, that it was just like At the time, breakfast wasn't even a real thing, or at least like a healthy one. It was like you ate a steak and like three cigarettes at breakfast time. And instead he's like, hey, y'all, I think you could feel sustenance from like a small amount of grain instead of fucking eggs.
But it was supposed to be a health food. It wasn't even supposed to be. But his little brother was the one who got the ambition. And then
I was doing a little bit more independent research on this Kellogg dude.
Okay, and I'm starting to see a theme.
Yeah, no, this motherfucker likes taking.
I'm trying to get a grant, bro.
No, I get it.
I'm out here.
I get it.
I'm trying to get my research paid.
He's trying to take down our kings.
No, Kellogg, man, I read that, again, internet, so who knows. I read that he created the cereal to help people stop masturbating.
I did not hear that.
I don't know about that.
That's what I read.
That is.
He was tired of this Pornhub shit. Let me create some boring-ass cereal.
He's like, you can't beat off if you're eating shredded wheat. I'm just I will say that it's interesting that you're talking about him creating this health food, because he created peanut butter from raw peanuts, or at least he was the first person to patent creating peanut butter from raw peanuts, and he marketed that as a healthy protein substitute for patients without teeth. So it sounds like his big shit was like health foods of that era, and he just, like you said, his brother was like, man, put some motherfucking sugar in that shit and let's go crazy.
Because I think the Grape Nuts guy was the first person to take cereal to market with sugar in it.
Mm.
And then Kellogg's came a little bit later with their cornflakes, if I remember it.
Damn.
That's crazy. Because they're both in the same town, right? Post and Kellogg's?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was the Post guy had worked at because the Dr. Kellogg, not his brother, but the doctor was like very well known and well renowned. And I think it was that Kellogg worked at his retreat or whatever.
You mean Post.
Or Posted. Yeah. Or something like that. There's a show called The Food That Built America. If you guys smoke weed, I suggest you watch it.
Buddy, I'm high right now and I plan to. That sounds good to me.
It's amazing.
Well, okay. Then additionally, they give credit to this dude, Dr. Ambrose Straub, in 1903 of St. Louis, because he patented a peanut butter making machine. This dude basically found a machine to make peanut butter.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers have been mashing by hand.
Who put the jelly to it, though? That feels like a thing black people could have.
That motherfucker went crazy.
That feels like that could have been an us invention.
That motherfucker went goddamn nuts that day.
The swirl!
That shit is, man. Remember when that came out and you had to wrap your head around that?
You're like, how did they get it in the jar like that?
Do you know now? Does anybody know for sure how they do that?
Of course not.
No, not at all. That's the secret that they taken to the grave.
I pray they never tell us.
That's proprietary. They got that locked up.
This reminds me of remember that magic show that was on like Fox where like that magician would reveal how magicians did the thing?
Yeah.
Like, hey man, that's fuck shit. Don't do that. Like, let them have their little secret. I want the swirl people to have their secret. Die with that.
I'm still trying to figure out how they make those Uncrustables.
Oh, some kind of deep, deep old magic.
Yeah. You get five boys with ancient powers and they press their hands to it.
I mean, they're just crazy. Puffs up.
Sure, they're abused, but we get Uncrustables.
You ever eat an Uncrustable fresh out of the freezer? It's just as good.
Yeah.
Like, unthawed? Just hard?
Oh, shit. Siri was listening to me. My bad. He just said,
whose voice is that? That's not regular Siri.
Mine is some British guy.
Oh, I was about to say, that didn't sound like the Siri I know.
I don't really use Siri, though, so that's why I'm surprised that conspiracy theory podcast. I had known ever use it, and all of a sudden he was like, I couldn't find fresh out the freezer.
So he's like, never mind. I was just listening. Oh, no.
He's like, oh, I was supposed to hit you. No, you eat Uncrustables fresh out of the freezer.
Yeah, right? They go. They're pretty much good to go.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
This is my fat shit. When I pull it out, and I like put it underneath my thigh.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Sitting on the couch,
sure.
And just unthaw it that
sure,
way.
Yeah. Because
I don't want to wait an hour for my Uncrustables. So I just. Yeah. Like,
how long does it take under your thigh?
I just incubate it.
Well,
I don't know, like a good 3 minutes.
Mm.
So you're just chilling, you're smoking, you're watching, you know, Foods That Made America. You just stick an Uncrustable in between your thighs.
And you like...
It gets real nice.
I can't suggest that show enough.
You get a little high and you go, hey, why is my thigh cold? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you had a little cramp in your hamstring, you just stick an Uncrustable underneath it.
Wow. Well, they really do a lot.
That's a little treatment, and you get a treat.
No, it's a multi-purpose tool. That's how I use my Uncrustables.
And I think that's what Dr. Kellogg would appreciate.
Yeah. He was all about health.
It's nice to hear how the other side of America lives. I like this. This is.
Are those the two sides of America to you?
I think so. I think that's the difference. I think some of us use microwaves, and some of us are willing to use body heat.
Oh, you mean the poor side?
Yeah,
I'm not judging. I'm not making this
side.
A poverty line situation.
You guys, I don't know. Does this podcast also go visual?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Because you can tell the financial level that you guys are doing fine. And in a second ago, y'all could still see that I'm in my bedroom.
Listen,
y'all saw my bed.
I got that was $20. Real artists make paintings of Set It Off?
But you just said that. I was making an assumption.
Oh, that's a good point. My shit looks rich.
This candle, candle's almost out. This is almost.
Yeah, my man's. don't worry about me. My man's burning a candle in the daytime. Yeah. Look at him, fat cat. Wall Street here.
I need a healing that that can't be helped.
I got a vision board that only got post notes on. You know, so.
You should envision a candle.
Yeah.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I will say, and Olivia prompted this, but if any of the folks at the Uncrustables company or Kellogg's want to send us free shit for all this wonderful advertising we're doing, we'll take it. We'll body heat your foods any day.
Yeah. Uncrustables first, Kellogg's second.
Yeah, you know.
Cornflakes get soggy.
Yeah, it'll be weird body heating some cereal.
Yeah.
It would kind of be pointless, actually.
There's also a dude named this chemist, Joseph Rosefield, who invented a process for making smooth peanut butter that kept the oil from separating by using partially hydrogenated oil. And in 1928, he licensed this invention to a company that created Peter Pan peanut butter. And then in 1932, they began producing, or he began producing his own peanut butter under the name Skippy. So that's the dude that invented Skippy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that is, because you ever get that peanut butter with the oil in it? That shit is trash.
Yeah, I don't like that peanut butter.
Like the kind you got to stir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that supposed to be better for
it
you?
Is.
That's why it's
gross.
Yeah. Well, it's just less sweetened and it's like organic and shit. And like, it's meant to be like a real protein source and not just.
Yeah.
But like, ew,
you ever fuck with
up.
Almond butter? You ever go to Trader Joe's, get that almond
it's
butter?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it with, on a sandwich.
I've heard good things about cookie butter too, which.
That's not in a similar vein though.
No, that feels like
that's a dessert sin. Treat.
That doesn't feel like it should be allowed to rub cookie on top of a bread and do that.
I don't think you're supposed
to. Well, how do you eat it? How do you eat it then? Y'all talking about butters I've never heard of.
I think cookie butter you eat with tears in your eyes.
Yeah. You eat knowing that you're probably not going to get the kids back.
Yeah. And it's like, that was y'all's special thing, having cookie butter in the house. Yeah. And it's here, but they're not coming back, so right. You got to finish it, and you're missing them like crazy, but goddamn, is that cookie butter good.
Yeah, you're living in this apartment listening to people fucking next door. It's
oh, man, now I want to go get some cookie butter.
I don't think you should take from it.
I think.
No?
No, it's delicious.
I think that's like opening up a little bit of a... A web, you know what I mean? That's really
like once you go down the butter path, you don't come.
You're gonna have a good trip, but man, are you gonna feel sad afterwards?
Yeah, you never heard somebody be like, "I found this new butter," and then things started going better.
Yeah. Stick to the lakes and the butters that you're used to, you know?
The Lando Lakes.
Yeah, the Lando Lakes and the spreads that you're used to. Yeah. Did you guys ever fuck with margarine when you were coming up?
I didn't choose, so it was whatever was being served to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I think we just had butter, but like my white friends had margarine.
I didn't know it was, I didn't know there was a difference until recently.
Yeah. Margarine is oil only. I think butter is of like the cow.
The lipids and the fats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What do you use now? Now that you know this information, what have you done with it?
I still got butter.
Yeah, we use that Irish butter over here.
Yeah, it feels rich, right?
Yeah.
I think this is what's fucked up. I really think it's because they wrap it in gold foil.
That gold leaks in.
Yeah, you get a little,
little taste of that gold.
Like as soon as I saw that, I was like, let me give this, because I use Irish butter. I have no idea why. No one ever told me it was better.
Nope.
But gold foil
marketing.
Yeah,
that's what they do, man. They're just
gold or green. You'll get me.
I'm dumb enough to believe that Lando Lakes was Native American butter for much longer than I should be willing to admit.
Don't they still have the Native American
label?
Sure. 100% they do.
That's about time for that to stop, isn't it?
Nah, they're never gonna. Yeah, you can't take down Big Butter.
Come on. Who you're going to take down Lando Lakes? Good luck.
I'm not trying, like me personally.
Seems like you're the best champion that anybody could have. You took down George Washington Carver today.
Bro, listen, I'm not trying to take down George Washington.
No.
I do have questions for the Carver Foundation. I want to know this information and just sat on it.
Yeah, wait. Why is no one, this is a good point though. Why has no one pushed this narrative forward that he did? Nobody was like, hey, he did other. I've been to Tuskegee, and you can, like, tour, like, Booker T. Washington's house and, like, Carver's lab and all that shit. Nobody in there was like, oh, he also did good shit. As far as I remember.
Yeah, his family would be like, he actually did some other stuff.
No, as far as I remember, they were like, you're in peanut butter ground zero.
They just come out with jars on each finger being like, our daddy made this. And it's like, hey, you acting up, baby girl. You know the truth.
I wonder if at any point, though, because maybe because the narrative stuck that George Washington Carver invented it, that Big Peanut Butter is breaking them off something.
I would just have to think so.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
and I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay knowing that.
I would like that too. I would like to know that.
Yeah.
I think 100% that family is getting hush money to maintain the image of George Washington Carver as the peanut butter inventor. But 100%, I also believe that that hush money is not worth the amount of of damage that they've actually done with that shit.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, I think they're not getting that much.
It's like Columbus discovering America. Nobody gives a shit. I'm still going to the parade. I'm taking the day off. I know he didn't.
He was a bad guy. Bad guy.
I know. I don't give a fuck.
those parades, though.
Yeah, exactly.
A goddamn parade. What do you want me to stay in the house?
I'm going to go get an elote and I'm going to watch the floats go by.
I this is also worth noting that that I knew, I guess, through not research but just talking to motherfuckers, but George Washington Carver, his birth date is sort of like unknown. It's not like he doesn't, it's very sort of hard to nail down his birth date, in part because he is a person born into slavery, right? He started off as a slave, and in fact he spoke with this very, very high-pitched voice, which a lot of people suggest is because he was castrated as a boy, that like his voice was super high-pitched, and it's believed because as a child he was castrated before he got his freedom by his slave owner.
Did he not have a family?
I don't think he did. Yeah, I think he was like alone and shit, which is why he had time.
Does that make him like a eunuch?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is a eunuch like a religious thing?
I don't know if that's a slur. So yeah, maybe. Maybe it's that.
He's not eunuch.
Yeah. Right. He's not what?
Eunuch. Eunuch?
No, eunuch.
Yeah, I believe that would be what that is. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you don't have a dick.
I think he has I think they leave the dick.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They just took a
sample. Yeah, they just
take
the balls from you.
Yeah, yeah. But you got a lot of time on your hands. So
yeah.
That explains all the.
Come on, man. You get real focused when you ain't got balls.
What?
You read every word when you ain't got balls.
I don't know if I'm going to be out here saying George Washington Carver didn't have nuts, especially for what he's done for the nut community. I don't like this narrative.
Look, man, I'm just telling you what may or may not be 100% true. I will also say, if this makes you feel better, there are others who argue that it wasn't, in fact, that his balls had been cut off, but instead that he had diphtheria.
Yeah, that was common back then.
Which is a childhood disease that affects your lungs and throat. And apparently, like, if you don't get it taken care of, which now we have like very simple vaccines for, but if you don't get it taken care of, could have very lasting effects on your vocal cords and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, of course that's it. You came in with "my man had no nuts" heavy.
I'm saying that is a pretty widely known argument about him. Look up George Washington Carver castrated. I bet you there's a number one Google search.
You're going to get me on a list. Hold on.
Yeah, just go ahead and type that into Google, Bing, Jeeves.
Give it a try. You'll find some information about old George.
When he's looking this up, do you know... Like, did you look up a list of all the stuff he invented as well?
It's 300 items long, so no, I did not look up the specifics. He invented...
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering, like, if anything he invented was for those ailments.
Oh, if he was like, hey, you could put a little peanut right in the middle and it looked like two balls if you put it to the side. Two little balls.
Like a division sign.
This is also the shape of infinity, so that means I got infinity balls.
But also the throat too.
For the record, like, yeah, I'll get for to the it. Record, I'm not going. I think George Washington Carver had big old salty black nuts.
Big old organic Negro nuts.
I don't know why you gave a taste
couple
to it.
Of, all right. Couple, because you need to respect him. A couple of door knockers down there. Don't do that to my guy.
I hope you're right. I hope he died here with a thick old pair of testicles. But either way, it seems like at its core, what this tells us is that there's a lot we don't know about this figure that they've shoved in our face. And a lot of it would be much more useful than knowing that he may or may not have invented peanut butter. Maybe peanut butter shouldn't be the priority in telling us the histories of our brilliant scientists and leaders.
Yeah, that's what I feel the same way, man.
Yeah, damn. I think so.
I want to know more. I really want to. I mean, 300, I know some of them. 300 is a lot. Because out of 300, how many of those are still practical uses today?
I got to assume more than we think. 300 yeah. Shits? That's crazy. This nigga didn't miss. You know what I mean?
At least one of them could be the reason why kids with peanut allergies are dying. Like,
white kids is one of them the reason allergies are dying.
Yeah. Maybe that he had like this nefarious scheme.
Yeah.
All the whole time.
Because that's not like military applications. That's what it is. This was a military application. And this is dumb as I'm thinking about it. I shouldn't say this out loud. But you know how, like, oh, we get all these things because they're trying to make weapons. The next thing you know, we have, like, something that saves lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. I thought you were about to name off a list.
Oh, no. Oh,
that's cool.
I wasn't trying to catch your wave.
My boy knew one thing. He helped. Go ahead.
No, but I'm wondering, like, yeah, what was he really trying to do? And then we got 300.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But what was the one thing he was really going
right, for? Right, like he was, like, trying to find filaments for a light bulb or something like that. Like,
right, yeah.
Or he was trying to make, like, a P-bomb. Like, this was truly, like, I'm going to blow y'all shit up. I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. White devils, and then right. Got trapped.
They're taking my nuts.
Yeah, they took his nuts, and he was going to take their fucking families.
You want my nuts? Here they are.
You thought I was down and out. I only rebuilt my life stronger, dedicated to nuts.
He's just throwing little peanuts through windows, and it's blowing up houses.
Did you just make George Washington Carver Mr. Freeze?
Yeah, pretty much.
This motherfucker was planning to be a terrorist and got stuck in at basic medications.
Because I'm going to figure it out.
He was like, I'm going to kill you motherfuckers as soon as I figure out this peanut. Well, Jonathan, I think we did it. I think we nailed this conspiracy.
I do want to apologize. I feel like I've blown up your life a little bit.
You threw me for a loop. I'm not going to lie, but I do think through your help and David's help, I think I'm on the other side, and I agree that maybe my boy didn't get the credit he deserved and got some credit that maybe he didn't.
I don't give a fuck who say what, blood. On crib.
Jonathan, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at jgilesrites, WRITES. And that's about all I got going on right now.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to go do some research on this Kellogg dude.
Yeah, yeah. And
see what we can do about him.
Yeah, research. Watch that show.
No, that's exactly what I'm about to do. I'm about to go watch this show. What's that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Yeah, I got to go check out Wyden's face, too.
I'll check it out after I finish MILF Manor. Still working through that.
No, I can tell because I hadn't got the text about the last episode. I just finished it. It's going bad.
Yeah, no.
Whoa, is this a real show?
Yeah, brother? MILF Manor. We're big fans of MILF Manor over here. And that's another product.
That's true. I don't know if that's true that we're fans. We consume it.
We're massive consumers of MILF Manor over here. Yeah, fans might be generous, but we will, if they send us merch, we will 100% wear MILF Manor merch.
Yeah, I'd wear a hat.
I'd wear a t-shirt. I'd wear a thick polo if that's something that y'all seem like y'all
make. Let them know what size you wear. I need a 2X.
Yeah, I need a 3X if we're doing it.
MILF Give me Manor, a large, if you're listening, baby.
If you're Come listening. On.
But yes, MILF Manor is a very real thing. It's a show about mothers and sons who are locked in a house and are forced to date each other on an island.
So your mom is there, and then there's nine other moms, and all their sons are there.
And then
but all their sons are there too.
And then you try to fuck a different mom in front of your mom.
Oh,
and
not necessarily. You don't have to date your mom.
No, you don't date your mom.
Okay, but that's what I was.
You
like.
And your mom are sharing a room.
Yeah, and
that's crazy.
And you're way too comfortable with it. Do you know what I mean? Like everybody's just way too comfy with what's happening.
What is this on? Lifetime.
Yeah.
It's Discovery Plus is the streamer that you're gonna need and. I thought I'd get a 7-day trial and be free of this, and buddy, I'm not. So here we are. You know what I mean? I'm invested.
All right.
Yeah. But Bori, can you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. This weekend, come see me at the Dallas Comedy Club, March 30th through April 2nd. The next weekend, I will be at the Before You Die Festival in Anchorage, Alaska. And then I got some other dates coming up soon. But, you know, DC, watch out.
Hell yeah, DC, watch the fuck out. And as
I'll
always,
be doing you your can club, and then I'll go to Recessions for karaoke right after.
I thought you were talking about just some dude named DC. DC, watch the fuck
out. DC, Young Fly, your time is short.
Yeah. No. He said that, not me. I love BMF. Love you and BMF.
As always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on Instagram, and if you want to see me live, I'll be at the Mic Drop in San Diego on April 15th, and then April 28th and 29th I'll be in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic. I would love for y'all to come out to see my bullshit. And as always, if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, your own drops, if you want to accuse other great black people of not doing what they supposedly did, send
or
those
having
theories.
Nuts.
Or not having nuts. If you want to tell us that Jamie Foxx ain't got no nuts, we're listening. And send that to mymamapod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Wait. Also, go to our YouTube page.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And subscribe to that, because at 2000, something's going to happen. I kind of forgot, so I don't really know.
We're going to have an extravaganza at 2000 subscribers. The YouTube page, please follow it. Okay, I think we're officially ready. That's it. Bye, bitch.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bumblet time. Cool running.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.